Today's gospel reading is Jesus at the wedding of Cana. It's the third day our reading begins. Jesus is a guest at a wedding. It's the start of his ministry. Our reading is from the Gospel of John chapter 2. Here we find Jesus invited with his disciples to a wedding at Cana. Cana is a small town, not far from Nazareth, where Jesus grew up.
今日嘅福音阅读系讲述耶稣喺加拿婚宴上嘅故事。呢段经文讲述咗故事系喺第三天展开。耶稣作为婚礼嘅宾客出席，并且带住佢嘅门徒一齐参加呢场婚宴。呢个时刻标志住
Here's the events of that first wedding in Canaan. It's the wedding reception party. We find ourselves in the reading. The wine runs out. That's the drama. There's no wine. You could think of the open bar has closed. This is not only a problem for making merry, it's also shameful. It's embarrassing for the host of the party. Embarrassing for the families of this young couple to run out of wine like this. You're expected to provide this wine. It looks cheap. It feels dishonorable.
所有嘅酒吧都已经关咗门，婚宴嘅主人尴尬到唔知点样处理，而新婚夫妇嘅家人都感觉非常之难堪，酒用晒，令整个场面显得好平淡，冇咗应有嘅光彩同埋喜悦。
What does this have to do with me? That's what Jesus says to his mother. His mother who asks Jesus to do something about it. Jesus, they have no wine. My hour is not yet come, Jesus says to his mother. Mary, Jesus' mother, says to the servants, hey, do whatever he says. Listen to him.
Mary, 告诉耶稣知,
佢哋冇晒酒啦。耶稣回答话：关我咩事啫？我嘅时候都未到。咁玛利亚就同嗰啲门徒讲：你净系听佢吩咐去做啦。Some background information is helpful here. Jesus says, "My hour is not yet come." This hour in John's gospel is a deeper meaning. John gives us signs and things the signs point to. The hour points to his death, his resurrection, the hour of his salvation in John's gospel. The hour when he is lifted up in glory on the cross to draw all people to himself, to die for the sins of the world.
約翰福音其餘的部分的背景信息，對理解這個時刻很有幫助。值得關注的是，這段經文發生在耶穌事工的開始。耶穌還未要成熟，他還要有一段時間需要教導醫治，準備好在十字架上為世人的罪獻出生命。所以當
Jesus is an obedient son. He listens to his mother Mary. Mary comes to Jesus for help. There's no wine. It's shameful and embarrassing for this family involved, everyone there. Mary calls on Jesus to love his neighbor. Jesus, the obedient son, right, not only honors his mother, keeps the fourth commandment, which tells us to honor our mother and our father. He also honors his neighbor. He makes wine out of water for this family.
耶稣是一个孝顺仔，他听从他的母亲玛利亚向耶稣求助，因为婚宴冇酒，这个是很尴尬和很失礼。玛利亚提议耶稣去关心和爱护他的邻舍，耶稣遵守第四条的诫命，要孝敬父母，还孝敬他的邻舍。他用水变酒，显示出他对人的爱和服从母亲。
Jesus came to fulfill the commandments. He tells us that, right? He fulfills them all perfectly. He's the obedient one. Jesus says a little later in John's Gospel about his Heavenly Father that he does exactly what his Heavenly Father commands. He's the obedient one. John 3:16, God the Father sent his Son Jesus that all who believe in him would not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣来这里是要完美地遵守神的诫命，他是一个顺从的儿子。在约翰福音里面，耶稣强调要顺从天父，按照他天父神的命令而行事。在约翰福音第三章十六节这样说，告诉我们知，神差遣他的儿子耶稣是为了叫我们免得灭亡，而是为了叫一切信他的人得永生。
It says right at the end of John's Gospel that these signs are written that you may believe, beginning with the sign of Jesus at Cana, that we would believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in Jesus we receive eternal abundant life, all in his name.
正如约翰福音在结尾所说，耶稣在迦拿婚宴上神奇的迹象开始，他写这些事出来是为了叫我们相信耶稣是基督神的儿子。透过信耶稣，我们奉他的命获得永生。这个约翰福音的 核心信息是就说，信靠耶稣就得到神所赐的永生。
So we go back to the wedding at Cana, right? Jesus orders the servants to fill jars with water. Once full, the jars of water become wine. When the master of the feast, the head waiter, tastes the water, now become wine, he doesn't know where it came from. He calls over the bridegroom, the man of the moment, and he says to him, look, everyone serves the good wine first, meaning you serve the cheap wine later after everyone's had too much. But you serve the best wine now.
回到迦拿的婚宴的婚礼的个故事，耶稣命令仆人将水盖满，将个罐盖满了水，咁啊，对啲水装满之后咧，就变成咗酒。宴会上嘅人品尝到水变成嘅酒，佢哋唔知道呢啲酒系喺边度嚟嘅。宴会嘅主人把个新娘哥就叫你嚟，同佢讲，佢话人人都先把上好嘅酒等宾客饮醉咗，才摆上次酒。但是你们却把这些酒现在先送上。
This miracle, this serving the best wine last, it's a sign, John tells us. A sign that points to Jesus and his significance in our lives. Our gospel reading ends today with those words. This was the first of his signs. His signs. He did at Cana in Galilee when he manifested his glory. His disciples believed in him. Signs point to faith.
这个奇迹显示了耶稣的神力，并且为婚宴带来了极大的喜乐和祝福。耶稣告诉我们，这个神奇的迹象显示了最好的酒留到最后尾， 是一个迹象，指向耶稣和耶稣在我们生活中的意义。
Let's look a little more closely. There's two signs, right, from our gospel reading today. They point to Jesus' significance for our lives. First, there's the sign that in Christ we're a blessing for our neighbors. We become signs for others. Second, there's the sign of Christ. In Christ, I've got a beautiful future.
首先，耶稣在婚礼上的神迹不单止显示了祂的能力，还显示了祂对人，特别对邻舍的关心。第二件事就是说，这个奇迹指向未来美好的记号，反映了耶稣会带给一个充满恩典、生命和永恒的祝福，信徒可以透过祂得永生的应许。
So first, right, the sign of blessing our neighbor. Jesus blesses his neighbor. In our gospel reading at the wedding of Cana, there's the problem of no more wine. There's the bigger problem, no wine, no party. There's embarrassment and shame for the host.
这个神迹显示出耶稣对每一个细节都充满了关爱，他不单止关心人的圣灵需要，还关心他们在生活里面遇到的困难。在加勒婚宴礼上没有酒，不只是令到这个婚宴不完美，还会带来很尴尬。耶稣透过他的神迹不只是解决了这种实际的问题，他还用最好的酒带来满满的祝福。
Even though his hour has not yet come, meaning it's not yet time for Jesus' death and resurrection, his saving the world from sin, Jesus still fulfills the request of his mother. Jesus fulfills the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother.Jesus fulfills the law of God for us, guides us then, right? Guides us to a fulfilling life by following these laws, by honoring our parents and by serving our neighbor.
耶稣知道他的时候未到，但是仍然选择听他的母亲的要求，显示出他是一个完全顺服的儿子。他遵守神的诫命，包括孝敬父母，而且他透露这个行动不单止解决了眼前的问题，还是一个显示爱和关怀神的奇迹，带来了喜悦和祝福，对耶稣父母孝敬和对邻舍的关怀，都是我们应该值得学习的美德，帮助我们过一个充实和谐同行一致的生活。
The fourth commandment begins the second table, it's known, of the law, or the Ten Commandments, right? You got two parts, our relationship with God. The second table, our relationship with others. The first part are laws to God. The second part, our relationship to our neighbors.
十诫是由两部分组成的。第一部分是我们同上帝之间的关系，第二部分是主要讲述我们同他人的关系，第四条的诫命就是属于第二部分，强调要孝敬父母，对家庭关系的重视，提醒我们要尊重和爱护长辈。
The second part of the law, right, is our relationship to others. And what's the first part of the second part of the law? What's the fourth commandment, right? Honor your father and your mother. It's in the home, right? It's in the family that we start loving our neighbor. We never stop learning to love our neighbor, but we learn it first in our home with our mothers and our fathers.
十诫的第二部分确实强调我们同埋怜悯的我们的邻舍的关系，第四条的诫命就是说孝敬父母，就是从在家里开始，在 是耶稣基督生活的根本要求，强调了尊重和爱护父母的责任。
Jesus has learned the commandment to honor his father and mother at his home in Nazareth. He's the one who keeps them perfectly. In our gospel reading, right, Jesus listens to his mother, and then, having learned to love his mother, he learns to love others. What does he do? He provides for his neighbor. Jesus provides the wine and the good times even where there is none. Jesus gives honor to the nearly shamed, the wedding. Jesus serves his mother and then serves his neighbor.
耶稣在他的生命中表现了完全顺服神律法的榜样，包括孝敬父母的诫命。他在屋企学会尊敬和爱他的父母，并且将这份孝敬伸延到他的生命和服侍里面。耶稣是完全无罪，完全遵守所有诫命的一位，他以生命实践了爱和顺服的最高标准。在我们今天的约翰福音故事迦拿宴会入面，耶稣展示了他对父母的倾听和尊重。玛利亚指出要求婚宴上是没有酒的时候，耶稣虽然提醒他的时候未到，但是他仍然出手帮助满足了需要的家庭，显示出他的尊重父母，又体贴了邻舍的需要。
Here's a sign of Christ in blessing our neighbor. The wine is full again, the wedding party full of happiness. Now, if we want to have a fulfilling life, right, it means not only blessing ourselves, but blessing our neighbors in Christ, not living just for our own needs, but for the needs of others. That begins with our parents, our relationship and our families, but extends just as it does through Jesus in our gospel reading to others.
在基督入边祝福我们的邻舍，就是我们信耶稣的记号。在迦拿婚宴上，酒又重新再满，象征着神的恩典与丰盛充满了这个场景。当我们在基督入面过上充实的生活，这个不单止是满足我们自己的需要，而且还是进一步地活出爱邻舍的生命。我们不再只是为自己而生活，而是将神的爱和恩典带给他人，就好像耶稣在婚宴中进行的动作一样。
Who do we know who's bearing shame or pain? Whose good times have run dry?Right? Where can we provide for them with the grace and mercy of Jesus? If we think about it, I'm sure we'll find someone in need of that goodness, just like Jesus was found. Jesus' goodness given through us, it's a sign of Jesus in us and through us. We live for others in Christ, our lives become signs of Christ, His power.
耶稣的善良是透过我们赐予他人，我们无需等待一个完美的时刻或大规模的计划，甚至一个简单的时刻的问候，一个真心的关怀，都可以在耶稣善良的表现。当我们以基督为榜样，将爱与关怀分享给身边的人，我们就成为基督爱的渠道。当我们在基督里面为他人而活，我们的生命自然会成为基督的记号，不单止是为了自己过得好，还是为了身边的人感受到耶稣的医治与拯救。
First in our gospel reading, Jesus blesses us to be a blessing for our neighbor, the first sign. And the second sign in our gospel reading is a sign of a beautiful future in Christ.
首先在我们今天的福音阅读里面，耶稣祝福我们成为邻舍的祝福。其次，在今天的福音阅读里面， 耶稣祝福我们有一个美好的未来。
There's a little hint. You got to be reading the signs to catch this in John's Gospel. Right at the beginning, right, we get a little sign if you're paying attention there. It says, on the third day, our Gospel reading begins, there's a wedding at Cana on the third day. Now remember, this hour, Jesus says, has not yet come. It points to Jesus' death and his resurrection.
在今日的福音阅读里面，我们看到关于耶稣那里是美好的将来的暗示，这些暗示透过耶稣里面 的奇迹出现了、在约翰福音里面，耶稣在加拿宴会所举行的第一个奇迹，将水变成酒，不单止是满足了当时婚宴的需要，还指向更深层的属灵的真理。耶稣的十字架为人类的死罪而死，并且在第三日从死里复活，这个是基督信心核心的 救恩历史。
To see the big picture is to see all of John's Gospel and all of our lives here in time and in eternity in Christ. That's the beautiful future. And if you saw that third hour, it might read like this with the big picture. On the third day, right, Jesus was raised from the dead. His hour has come. Or we say in the Creed every Sunday, for our sake, Jesus was crucified, Pontius Pilate suffered and died, and rose again on the third day.
在约翰福音里面，我们可以看到一个全貌的大图景，这个图景展示了在基督里面今生和永生的生活的应许。这个大图景不单只是关于地上的生活，还是一个是 永恒中与基督联合的盼望。在福音提到第三天，描述了不简单的是事情的地点时间，更指向耶稣死亡和复活救恩的故事，是基督信仰的核心里面。第三天是一个标志，一个改变历史时刻，耶稣为我们的罪被钉在十字架上，他死了，被埋葬了，但是第三天他从水里复活，胜过罪和死亡。
The Bible repeatedly refers to the resurrection life in Christ as like a heavenly wedding party. It says in heaven, we're not married to our spouses here on earth. We're instead, we're kind of transcend all that, married to Christ, Scripture says. The wedding party in heaven is our beautiful future in Christ.
加拿婚宴的神迹在某个程度上预表了基督为教会所造成的救赎工作。酒在圣经中经常象征着喜乐、祝福和生命的丰盛，耶稣用最好的酒象征着他为信徒预备的永生和恩典。这场婚宴亦可视为指向天堂的婚礼，象征着耶稣基督与教会完全联合的喜乐。
That hour of our death and resurrection, right, opens up to us through Christ's hour of his death and resurrection. It's a fullness of eternal life given to us. And even now we have many moments, you could say, many hours of joy that point us to that promise of eternal life. Just like at a wedding, a happy time, a moment of joy for everyone there. Signs pointing to a beautiful future in Christ.
耶稣的死亡和复活为我们打开了通往天堂的大门，带来了一份属天堂的喜乐，即使今生还未完全显现出永生的丰盛，耶稣的恩典和应许已经在今日今时在我们生命中开始显现了，就好像在加 加拿婚宴中，耶稣透过将水变成酒，带来了丰盛的喜乐。他是用一个具体的神迹向我们展示，在耶稣基督里，我们的生命就是充满喜乐和祝福。即使婚宴上的酒不够，耶稣介入，为所有人带来充足更加美好的酒。这个就是一个象征，显示基督带来的永生是充满丰盛和圆满的。
Our future is secure in Jesus Christ. This is the sign of faith. All the signs of John's gospel are meant to remind us of a secure future, that we would have eternal life, that we have it now, that we will experience in fullness later, that we'd be reminded and renewed by this reality every day of our life.
在基督入面，我们的未来是有保障的。约翰福音里面讲，耶稣的神迹和教导都是为了提醒我们，在祂入面，无论是今生的或永恒，我们都可以经历丰盛的生命。在加拿婚宴上，尽管有压力、恐慌和需要，耶稣仍然行了祂的神迹，为婚礼带来了喜悦和祝福。
There's a lot we go through each day, just like at the wedding of Cana, there are pressures, there are moments of panic, there's even shame and need. Into the middle of all this messiness, right, Jesus shows up, he's there. He's a guest at the party, he doesn't mind being bothered, he likes to be asked for his help from us. Into the middle of our lives, Jesus appears when we need it the most. He's always there. And just like Mary says to the servants, listen to Jesus, that's the message for us as well. Listen to him in the messiness of our lives.
在每一个充满压力和挑战的时候，耶稣都在我们的生命里面，等候着给我们带来转机和希望。加拿婚宴就是好一个好的例子。当一切都显得混乱和无望的时候，耶稣就是介入，他将一个可能带着羞耻和困境的局面转化为一个喜乐和丰盛的局面。他的降临不单止光明和顺利的时刻，而是在我们最需要他的时候他会驾临。
Listen to Jesus, right? He speaks many words of presence to us. A little later in John's Gospel, he has this wonderful message to us about listening, about presence, about hearing, about eternal life. Jesus says this, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know me. I know them. I give them eternal life. I give it to them. Always eternal life. We'll never perish."
耶稣的这番话对我们每一个人来讲是的一个应许，他是全心全意的牧者，愿意将生命和喜乐赐给所有听他声音的人。耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音，我认识他们，他们都跟随我。这段话语不单止显示了耶稣和信徒之间的亲密关系，还指引了我们怎样要建立真正的关系，通过听他的声音，信靠耶稣的引导，与他同行。阿们。